So let's review. To preface the first halacha of our shir, let's first review the three karbanos every person was obligated to bring on Yom Tov when he was Oyla Regal, when he came to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim, the three festivals. Oyla Shri'iya. A karban Oyla, as it says, Le'irah Panei Rekim, you shall not appear before me empty-handed. Shamech Chagiga. A karban Shlamim to celebrate Yom Tov, also referred to as Chagigas Chamisha Aser, as it says, V'chagoysim oysi chagla Hashem, you shall celebrate before Hashem with a karban. Shalmi Simcha, a carbon shlamim with which to rejoice before Hashem on Yom Tov, v'samachta b'chakecha, by eating meat of a carbon, as it says, v'zavachta shlamim v'yichalta sham v'samachta l'fnei Hashem l'kecha. The simcha should come from shlamim. The Gemara Masechtas Chagiga explains that it's not necessary to bring a specific carbon for this purpose. One can fulfill this obligation by eating meat from any other carbon that he brought on Yom Tov for whatever reason. However, Amar Ula Amar Belaza, shlamim sheshachta mi'erv Yom Tov. If one brought a carbon shlam on Erev Yom Tov, ein yetz behem leimishum simcha, he's not yetzer with it shami simcha, because we need zvicha b'shas simcha, the shechita must be b'shas simcha on Yom Tov, but leimishum chagiga, he's also not yetzer with it shami chagiga, because kol davar shebechayva ein ba'al b'nachulin. All obligatory karbanas can only be brought from chulin, animals that were not previously hakdashed. The Gemara cites another version, that of Ravin Amar Reb Elazar, Shlamim sheshachta me'erv Yom Tov, if one brought a carbon shlamim on Erev Yom Tov, yetzer behem b'shem simcha, he is yetzer with it shami simcha, because loy be'inan zvicha b'shas simcha, the shechita does not have to be b'shas simcha, however, v'loy mishum chagiga, he is not yetzer with it shami chagiga, because kol davar shebechayva, ein ba ela menachul. The Gemara cites three proofs, which we will explain according to the first version, that of Ula Om Reb Elazar, where the first proof is in support of Reb Elazar, that a shlam of Erev Yom Tov cannot be used for Shami Simcha, and the next two are challenges to Reb Elazar that it can be used for Shami Simcha. All are, however, refuted. First, from the Braisa that learns from V'hayis Ach Sameach, that there is a Chiv Simcha on Leili Yom Tov Achron, the night of Shmini Atzeres, and not on Leili Yom Tov Rishon, the first night of Sukkot. It must be because there is no way to have shlam and meat the first night because a shlam from Erev Yom Tov cannot be used. Right, Reb Elazar. The Gemara rejects this proof because maybe the last night is included because yesh simcha lefanav. It is preceded by days of simcha, as opposed to the first night, which ain't simcha lefanav, is not preceded by any days of simcha. Second, a brisa says chagigas arba asar yetzer ba mishum simcha, implying that we can fulfill shami simcha with a carbon that was not shechta b'shas simcha. The Gemara rejects this proof because maybe it's talking about a case of ikiv b'shachta. He was makdashid Erev Yom Tov, but did not use it and brought on Yom Tov b'shas simcha. The final proof is from a brisa that says there is a chiv simcha for 8 days, implying that even if the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, there can still be shami simcha, presumably, because it was shechted Erev Yom Tov. The Gemara rejects this proof because maybe the simcha is not with a carbon, but with ksus nekiya, b'yayin yashin, clean clothes, and aged wine. I'm Rav Kahana. How do we know that the parts of the Chagigas Chamisha Aser that must be burned on the Mizbeach become possible if they are left overnight? The pasuk that teaches the Isra of leaving the fats of the Karban Chagiga overnight is written next to the term Rashis, which means that the parts of the Karban become possible by the first morning after it was shechted. Rav Yosef asks that it seems strange that regarding the buster of the carbon, we know that it may not be left over until the next morning, even without the word rashis. Yet regarding the emurim of the carbon, we need the word rashis to teach that they become possible by the first morning. The Gemara goes on to demonstrate that when the pasuk uses a double phrase of bayom harishon labaker, it means the second morning. But when it only says baker, it means the very first morning, even without rashis. We continue with the next Mishnah. As we've learned earlier, carbon pesach deiches Shabbos. However, if the carbon is pasul, he was not mekayim the mitzvah, and the sheichid is therefore considered to have been mechal Shabbos. The Mishnah gives several examples of sheigig where he will or will not be chayev chatas. Zok the Mishnah, ha-pesach sheshachter shaloi lishmai b'Shabbos, chayev lof chatas. If a person shechted a carbon pesach while having in mind that it should be for a different carbon, he is chayev to bring a chatas for violating Shabbos. If he shechted other karbanas, having in mind that they should be a karban pesach, it depends. If the animal is inappropriate for karban pesach, for example, it is female or older than a year old, chayev chatas. V'imru uyin hein. If it is the type of animal that would be appropriate for Korban Pesach, but it was designated for another korban, which he now shechted l'shem Pesach, there's a machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says he's chayev chatas. Rabbi Shua poiter, because as Rashi explains, ta bedvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah pater. He's pater from a chatas because he erred while trying to do a mitzvah, and he ended up doing another mitzvah, that of bringing whatever korban it was, because Rabbi Shua holds that other korbanos brought l'shem Pesach are kosher. However, Rabbi Shua makes the following distinctions. Pesach l'shem shlamim is chayev chatas, because he's not a ta bedvar mitzvah. There is no mitzvah to bring a shlamim now. Shlam l'shem Pesach is pater because he is a ta bedvar mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to bring a Pesach now. Regarding a muri tzibur, the obligatory korbanos of Shabbos, like tamidin u'masafin, if after they were brought, he shechted a Pesach l'shem a muri tzibur, he's chayev chatas. He's not considered ta bedvar mitzvah, even though he was trying to do a mitzvah, because it's not a reasonable tas. He should have known that they were already done, because there are not that many tamidin u'masafin. However, if he shechted one of the muri tzibur l'shem Pesach, he's pater, because he is a reasonable ta bedvar mitzvah. There are countless korbanos Pesach in the Azara which require shechita, and he mistakenly took a lamb of a muri tzibur and shechted l'shem Pesach trying to do a mitzvah. Remeir oimer, afa shechel l'shem muri tzibur pater. Remeir holds that shechting another korban for the sake of a korban tzibur is a reasonable ta bedvar mitzvah. The Mishnah continues. Shechtu shaloi la'eichlav v'shaloi l'mnuyav la'areilin l'tmein chayv. If he shechts a korban Pesach on Shabbos for one of the four types of people mentioned in the Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, who cannot eat from the korban Pesach, he is chayv to bring a korban chatas for violating Shabbos. If, however, he shechts for lo la'eichlav v'shaloi la'eichlav, for both appropriate and inappropriate people, since the korban is kasher, he is of course pater. Shechtu v'nimtzu bal mum chayv. If he shechts a korban Pesach on Shabbos and then finds out that it is a bal mum and therefore pasul, he has to bring a chatas for violating Shabbos. Likewise, if the animal is found to be a treifa externally, he's chayev chatas. In these two cases, he should have checked. If, however, the animal turns out to be a treifa internally, even though it's possible, he is pater because he's an oidness. It is beyond his control, since he could not have known about the internal injury before the shechita. Shachtu v'noidish shemashcha habaylem es yodam, oy shemesui, oy shenitmu. If he shechted and then found out that the owners withdrew from it, died, or became tamei, although the korban Pesach is pasul, he does not have to bring a korban chatas, since it was an oinus beyond his control because he could not have known that the owners withdrew from the korban.